USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As advertised, Elon Musk closed escrow on Twitter Thursday and began removing leadership and lawyers from the social media company that has been accused of censoring Americans and political bias. Musk said Twitter should be warm and welcoming to all and enable users to choose the experience they want to have. Twitter's CEO, CFO, and a team of lawyers got the axe as the company is now private and no longer answers to anyone but Elon. Republican Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri got under the skin of the Chinese government this week by proposing a bill putting sanctions on President Xi Jinping for Beijing's human rights abuses toward the Uyghurs in the communist country. The Chinese embassy in Washington, D.C. then sent a furious 800-word email dated Monday in response to what it called arrogant and a despicable bill. Democrat Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer told President Biden that Georgia's Senate race is going downhill for Democrats. Remarks were made Thursday that were caught on a hot mic. This as the Unite Georgia bus tour in Cummings, Georgia. Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina, criticized Herschel Walker's opponent, Senator Warnock, by highlighting the fact that he has not changed things for the better in the 2 years he's been in the Senate. Graham also criticized the Democrats for labeling everything Republican as racist.
They're afraid of Herschel Walker. Because if Herschel Walker wins, that means we're not racist. And if you're a Republican, aren't you being tired of being called a racist all the time by everybody?
A deputy with the Philadelphia Sheriff's Office has been arrested and charged with trafficking and selling guns that were used in a murder. The United States Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania announced 29-year-old Samir Ahmad of Philadelphia was taken into custody October 19th. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Another supply chain crisis could be heading to America next month as a second railroad union rejects President Biden's offer.
A second railroad union on Wednesday voted against a tentative labor agreement negotiated in part by the Biden administration. It's an effort to avoid a nationwide rail strike in November that would endanger the national supply chain. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Brian Steil speaks about a possible strike on Fox Business.
This is the Biden administration further demonstrating their incompetence and kicking the can down the road past the midterms. Past the midterms, we're facing the headwinds of a potential rail strike.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration is urging negotiations to avoid a shutdown, which could halt around 40% of the United States' long-distance trade. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Santa Fe, New Mexico Sheriff's Office completed its investigation Thursday into the fatal Rust shooting that left a cinematographer dead, and criminal charges against those involved, including Alec Baldwin, may be imminent. Heather Brewer, the spokesman for Santa Fe's top prosecutor, said in an email the prosecutor will be focusing on upholding the integrity of the process, enforcing the laws of the state of New Mexico, and pursuing justice. Today is Friday, October 28th, and it is National Chocolate Day. You know what to do. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.